from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, a short story and reflections on great teachers. But first, Jose Flores, a 2019 graduate of Taylor Alderdice, whose family is from Mexico, shares a commentary on his hopes to join the military.
I had a dream when I was a kid. I wanted to be a soldier. I saw the soldiers create a brotherhood in their service that you couldn't find anywhere else. I was prepared in high school to join the military when I graduated, but when I went to enlist, I was turned down by the recruiter. There are many students that share the same dream as I do, but end up at this roadblock. Children who immigrate to the U.S. under the Deferred Action for Children Arrivals Policy, or DACA, face restrictions when enlisting for the military service. These restrictions can be subjective, basically loose on recruiting policy. Even though I'm not from the U.S., I still want to serve this country. I get to do a lot of things because of the opportunities the U.S. provides. I am proud to be here. So my dream to join the military had hit a wall. I had to plan for something different after high school. Since I could not serve the country through the military, I found a way to serve people in Pittsburgh through the Heinz Endowment Summer Youth Philanthropy Internship. I was able to select nonprofit organizations in Pittsburgh to provide grants to. I still have hope that with a different administration after the next general election, I can serve in the military. But for now, I can do my best to help Pittsburgh. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is Jose Manuel Flores Reyes.
Now, Lucy Potts, an eighth grader at Pittsburgh Kappa, shares an excerpt from her original story called Fantasy.
You the princess, I the scribe, your suitor the prince of the tribe across the river. I wait for the waters to bleed over the banks and cultivate my words, my mood rising orange as the owl's eye. Kyle Darkin. I watch the freshwater creek. Steadily it rises and falls, continually dousing the sand. Sometimes it brings a fish or a rock with it and gifts it to the shore. I am not queen, and I wish not to be princess. The royal life is harsh and tedious. Cross your ankles, you must sit up straight. Never talk back to your elders, act like a lady. My brother, a prince, will be king, but we both know he will give up the crown. His heart lies somewhere else, but he is forbidden to marry whilst wearing the crown. He follows his heart like a turtle following the current that will lead to clear waters, clear skies. My brother follows his heart. He is the prince, a boy, but a princess cannot leave her kingdom. I am the rock and fish the water gives to the sand. The fish did not ask to be here. He did not ask to give his life to the shore. No one will ever understand the fish. I ask if perhaps the fish had a life before this. Maybe he was happy. But now? Now he's dead on the shore, and I cry knowing I am the fish. A princess is nothing more than a gift. I stare up to the sky, into the sun, and reality catches up with me. I am no princess. I do not live in such a world. The creek is a puddle at the bottom of the slide. The rock is gravel found behind my house. The fish, a leaf. My brother does not like to play pretend with me. I pretend to have a perfectly imperfect life of a royal family because it is fun to pretend you have something you will never have. I will never be princess.
On our last segment, students at Pittsburgh Public Schools Summer Dreamers Academy share stories about favorite teachers.
My name is Caden Kozak and I'm from Schiller. I'm in 8th grade. Dear Miss Potowski, you're my favorite teacher in 8th grade science because you always helped me with what I need help with. And Without your help, I would have never been able to complete my science fair project. I would have gotten a failing grade, and I would have had to redo the grade. I never forget how you helped me with that. Thank you for showing me how to use electricity. It was a lot of fun, and I still use it today. I use it to make microphones now with some people. Thanks for making a difference in my life. Sincerely, Caden Kozak.
Hey, it's Isaiah. I would like to say thank you to all the teachers at Sturt, and thank you for showing me science, history, math, and all the earth. Without your help, I would never be able to figure it out. You're all the best teachers in the world. I would like to say thank you to all the teachers at Sturt. Thanks for making a difference in my life. Sincerely, yours truly, Isaiah Hooks.
Dear Mom, you've been my teacher my whole life. Thank you for teaching me to forgive people even when I didn't want to. The first time you have taught me to forgive is when I got into a fight with one of my friends. You told me I don't have to be friends with that person, but to forgive that person. So to this day, I have forgave people instead of hating. Thanks for making a difference in my life, Mom. I love you. Yours truly, your favorite son, Jonathan.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.